And now, the Golders. Well, as usual, Molly's in the midst of a problem which becomes more complicated every day. It all started when she took a friendly interest in Edward Wade, the wealthy ex-convict who's now living with the Golders. No one knows very much about Mr. Wade's past, but little by little it's coming to light. Right now, his former wife has showed up in Lastonbury and is determined to reach him, although so far Mr. Wade has successfully avoided her phone calls. Mrs. Way seemed completely disinterested in her husband when he was in trouble. And why she wants to see him now, nobody knows. Well, Mr. Way hasn't come home as yet this evening, and the Goldbergs are sitting around the living room.
Rosalie, darling, here. You want to write me a letter?
Now?
Why not now?
And Bertie was going to set my hair.
Now?
Why not now?
Says Bertie.
She's upstairs getting the things ready.
Until she gets ready, you can scribble me.
Can't Sammy do it, Mom?
Yes, Sammy.
He's inside with Papa.
With Sammy. Always when it comes to scribble a boy, tell
all
right, Sammy. Sammy.
Yes?
Can I see you momentarily, please? I take the telephone inside.
I didn't come for you tonight,
you want to come to the phone if it's for you, Mom?
Please, when don't I come to the telephone when it's for me?
Since
it's when it's such an idea, huh?
What is it,
an idea.
What do you want?
So would you scribble me, dear?
To whom?
To Mrs. Bloom, please.
Oh, well, why don't you write it yourself, Ma?
Because I'm asking you. Why can't you?
Well, I'm playing rummy with Papa.
Who was on the phone, Rosalie?
It was Mr. Way.
Mr. Way? Well, Mr. Way, so why didn't you let me speak to him?
I just wanted to know if there was any message for him.
Sammy! Coming, Pa. What'd you tell him?
Well, there were no messages for him, were there?
But there was a message. There was a message.
Hmm?
His wife's fault.
Huh?
Again? Hasn't he seen me yet?
Danny, I'm questioning the car. All right, Pa. Where is Mr. Wade?
He said he'd be home very late.
All right.
Danny! Coming!
Well, aren't you going to write a letter for Mama?
I'll write it myself, thank you.
I'll write it after I give Papa a game, all right?
All right, perfect.
Danny! Coming, Pa.
I'll write it, Mom.
All right, Rosalie, don't have to write it. I went to night school, all right, so I didn't go to high school 66. So I went to night school. The way I'll scribble it is the way I'll scribble it. Where's my name, please? Why didn't you tell me Mr. Ray was on the telephone, Brian? Oh, Seymour?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Seymour.
How are you, Miss Goldberg?
Fine. Seymour, would you scribble me if you were?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I'd love to.
I would have written it for you, Ma.
Oh, yes, Rosalie, dear. Betty wants to do your hair, make coils. Oh, dear.
Oh, Miss Goldberg, leave your hair just the way you wear it.
There's my stationery, Rosalie.
I'll get it.
It's all right, never mind. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Sit down, Seymour, dear.
Yes,
get the pen. Just Seymour, I'm very much obliged to you that you're so...
Really. All right.
Just Seymour, dear. tell me, Seymour, when your mama asks you to scribble, do you scribble for her also with a smile?
Sometimes.
Yes? Oh, that's nice. Nice to have nice people. Very nice. So, dear, here's the pen. I think that's a good pen. Just made the salutation. The date is not necessary. Just like that, say, dear, capital, dear Mrs. Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Bloom. You would have to spell it. You got two O's. Double.
I know.
Double. Yes. All is well. That leaves me the same. I wish you likewise.
Why?
Likewise. Dearest friend, if I'm going to confess, tell me I'll make it close.
No,
in my next letter, I will write you fully all that is transpiring in my household, which is not so.
So.
Yes, that's your way. It's one so good. For the moment. If not, I will call you.
Call you?
Yes.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should write anything about Mr. Way or Mrs. Way or Rory in a letter form.
Why not, Seymour?
Because if my intuition serves me correctly, anything at all in writing will be held against them.
Oh, well, You're going to the village, Seymour?
Yeah, well, I wasn't, but I will.
Then will you drop me your postal card to Mrs. Bloom, please, because I wanted to go on the mail.
I'll be glad to.
All right. And just write me the first paragraph what I said.
Okay,
just write me on the postal card, and I will write her fully or call her anything you which way you want. Yes.
Miss Goldberg, would you care to accompany me to the village?
Thank you, but Bertie's going to do my hair.
Oh. Some other time, maybe?
Thank you, surely.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. And the address is 1776 Fremont Avenue, Bronx, New York, USA. Thank you, dear. That's a wonderful boy. That's a wonderful boy.
I'm all ready for you, Rosie.
Oh, I just want the end of my hair curled big.
Oh, don't worry. Who was on the phone?
Mr. Way.
Did you tell him his wife called?
No, I didn't.
Now, if that was a plain person that was pressing Mr. Way the way Mrs. Way is pressing him, people would attribute it to ignorance and a lack of culture.
Well, baby, manners are only skin deep, and there are feelings that go under the skin.
Jealousy, for instance. That's all it is. Mrs. Way is jealous of Laurie, and that's why she's here. Why else would a woman that's divorced...
Molly, could I trouble you for some tea?
I wouldn't mind a little tea myself, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Molly?
Why not?
All right, Rosie, I'm ready for you.
All right. Is that the car?
Huh?
Huh?
That the car?
I think it's Mrs. Waymore.
Go out
and tell her. Mr.
Way
is not in.
I thought I'd have a nice, quiet evening.
The car is stopping.
Sammy, come here. We'll play in the kitchen.
She's coming in.
She's taking
it in. Are you getting the car, Sammy?
Oh, Jake, please.
Don't please me, please. Not for nothing that Mr. Way called. He knew she would be coming over.
So what?
Well, Sammy.
All right. Mom, who's opening the door? It's Mrs. Way.
Who's opening the door? It's Mrs. Way. Open the door, Rosie.
I can't put my heel like this, Mom.
So here, take my apron and I will go.
Just tell her Mr. Way is out.
All right, Joe, please. I know what to tell her.
And that we are in and we want to be alone. And you don't have to accept any invitation for dinner either.
All right, Jake, please.
Bertie, go away from the window.
Can't see me. I'm looking at the crime itself.
What hasn't crossed my threshold already in a few years that we live here?
I hope you're not alluding to me, Mr. Goldberg.
And why not? Take your car for me.
Don't you think somebody ought to go in and help Mama out? I mean...
When it comes to such a thing, your Mama needs no assistance.
Oh, well, now, did she leave?
She's waiting inside.
And she's going to wait for Mr. Worry?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, Jake, please.
Sammy, come upstairs and we'll finish our game.
Hard.
Do you want to play or not?
Just a minute.
Give me the card.
Go, Sammy, and play.
We'll have our tea upstairs, if you don't mind.
Okay, Pa.
I can play solitaire. Do you mind?
Go, oh, Sammy, please.
Don't finish my hair dirty, please.
You can't go in and speak to her. I'll go.
Nobody, please. Nobody will go.
I know how to be indiscreet. Don't worry.
I'll fix my hair. And don't worry, Ma. If Mrs. Way wants to wait for Mr. Way, then let her wait.
What does she look like?
Oh, please, buddy, no questions now. Let me have the sugar from over there, please, buddy, and a small napkin. Let her drink
a cup
of tea.
I want lemon for my tea.
This is for Mrs. Way.
I'll help myself.
Leave a little light in the kettle, please. I want to spill Mr. Goldberg also. Excuse me, buddy, please.
What does she look like?
Get the napkin over here, please. Wait, that's the back door, Lucky?
I'll answer it.
If it's Mr. Way, then please tell him to talk to him so that Mrs.
I know what to tell him.
Well, open,
buddy,
please, although his wife continues
to confuse you. Very well. Come in. Oh, do come in.
Is that Mrs. Way's shelter, Bertie?
You don't mind if I warm up? It's rather cold outside.
Not at all. Don't just sit down.
Thank you. You don't know where Mr. Way is, do you? Because if you do, I'll go and get him.
Mrs. Goldberg told Mrs. Way that Mr. Way wasn't home.
He'll wait. He'll wait till the end of time, she will.
But,
Mr. Way knows it, too. The madam has plenty to remember and plenty to do, and she'll do it. I'm just sorry that it keeps me out in the cold. But she'll sit out there till tomorrow if she has to. Till next week. Oh, next year, if she has to.
You don't say.
And while the implacable and almost terrifying Mrs. Way sits in Molly's living room, the garrulous chauffeur warms himself by the fire and spills the beans to Bertie.